In the first reading today, we hear Almighty God speaking about a number of different commandments. You shall not molest or oppress an alien. You shall not wrong any orphan or widow. You shall not ever, and if ever you wrong them, they shall cry out to me, and my wrath will flare up. If you lend money to one of their poor neighbors, you shall not act like an extortioner. All these things. And that's the way we often think of the commandments of Almighty God. Don't. Cut it out. Stop it. Don't do this. Don't do that. He's taking away all the fun stuff. Don't hit your sister. Don't jump on the bed. You know, I mean, you've heard these things before. And yet, when Jesus is asked, what is the greatest commandment? He doesn't say, don't. He says, do. Love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first commandment. This is the greatest. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. You see, God tells us the most important thing is not about not doing something, but rather it's about doing. It's about reaching out in love. Every commandment in the law is under these two things: loving God directly, or loving God indirectly through the people around us. Because He loves us, we love each other. So what does this look like? How do we love Almighty God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, all our being? Well, I'd like to say that I have the perfect formula and I can tell you exactly how it's lived out and what it looks like. I'm still working on that myself. But I can tell you that love of Almighty God requires that we then get out of ourselves and turn our focus in trust on Him. Jesus tells us that in the Gospel of John, He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Means that we trust that His commandments, that His commands to us are good. That's the way we show our love to Him. By obeying Him. By obeying Him. We reach out and we say, Almighty God, I may not understand why you say that I'm supposed to go to Mass on Sunday, because after all, it's so boring and those darn pews, they're so hard. But Almighty God says, I ask you to come and to worship, to spend time with me, to focus on me. We might say, oh, you know, it's so easy to fall into that, you know, saying the OMG, you know, and not gosh on the end, but saying, oh my God, and then not following it immediately by, I am heartily sorry for having offended you. You've never done that before, I know, but the rest of society, it's very easy to take the Lord's name in vain. But He says, but you disrespect me if you speak about me as if I'm some sort of swear or some sort of exclamation, instead of seeing my name as invoking the very heart of who I am and loving that name because it is the name above all names. So we're called to reach out in love to Almighty God, in worship, in prayer, in respecting His name, in coming to Mass. The greatest, putting Him first above all, because He loves us. Then the second commandment, loving our neighbor as ourselves. Now, incidentally, in the Gospel of John, Jesus then gives us an even greater commandment as he says, "This is the commandment I give you. You shall love your neighbor. You shall love one another as I have loved you." That means going even more than loving ourselves. You know, we have to die to ourselves like Jesus died to himself for us. But let's start with just loving our neighbor as ourselves before we get to the next level. This is hard. I know for myself this is one of the hard things to do because I love myself a lot more than I love the people around me. Well, it's true. Let's be honest here. I need to work on that, okay? Now, I know, bless me, congregation, for I have sinned. None of you are my confessors here, but it's okay. I love it when people laugh. I hope you're laughing at me and not with me. But we're called to love our neighbor as ourselves. Think about this. If you're with someone and you're at the store and there's the last thing of what you really want, and you know that that person's going for that too, do you push them out of the way? Do you hip check them in order to get that? We're moving very swiftly to Black Friday, and there's a lot of bad stuff that happens on Black Friday, I've been told. I wouldn't know. I stay away from the stores on those days. But we look and we say, are we really loving our neighbor as ourselves? Part of it is the actual outward stuff as we look at how we deal with people in traffic and the like, how we look at the people around us. But there are other things as well. As we look and we say, I love myself enough to make sure I have food in my house. And then I go and do other things. Am I making sure that people who don't have food in their house? Do I love them enough? Do I love them as I love myself? That I want to make sure that somebody else's needs are taken care of before my wants. Before my wants. In this culture, that's very hard. That's very difficult. It means reaching out and saying, I want your best good. Not because of how you're going to then treat me, but because I want what is good for you. And that means ultimately heaven. That we want to get them to heaven too. Sometimes we're very good about stepping back and saying, I'll let you do your own thing and I'm not worried about you. You do your own thing because that's what you want to do. But sometimes we have to love people enough to want to help them get to heaven. Because that's what God wants of us. Because I hope that's what we want for ourselves. Today we have a very special gift with us today, that Jackson Liam is being brought to the waters of baptism. Mom and Dad are saying, we want for him eternal life. We want for him to be with God forever in heaven. And so they're saying, we love him. And that's, of course, seen in many different ways, getting up in the middle of the night to change diapers and all sorts of other wonderful things that many of you who have been parents know all about. But they're saying, we love him enough to want him to have faith, to want him to know God, to want him to have eternal life. On one level, it's easy to do that with our children. Do we do that with all our neighbors? Not that we can drag them to baptism, but to say, do we want them to have eternal life? At the heart and core of everything we do needs to be loving God, loving neighbor. My sisters and brothers, this day may we reach out beyond ourselves so that we may seek God's love to be poured through us to the people around us.